To Tasmania now, where the Premier Peter Gutwin is vowing to step down if the Liberals can't form a majority government after tomorrow's state election. He's urging voters to stick with the team that's got them through the pandemic so far. But Labor's arguing the state's health crisis and dire housing shortage have voters wanting a change. From Hobart, Samantha Donovan has more.
As they line up to vote early on this bright autumn afternoon, many Tasmanian voters have one thing on their mind.
Health obviously is a big issue for me.
At the moment, health, because there's such a waiting list now. I mean, I know a gentleman who waited 2 years for the hip replacement, so it's too long.
The housing shortage is another big issue. This voter is looking at it from the landlord's perspective after tenants were helped through the pandemic by the state government.
So people just stop paying rent when they don't have to, and that cost me thousands of dollars and many others. And, there's a lot of people considering selling. So it's a very key issue for me, and I think for many other landlords and probably renters as well, because there's a risk if everyone sells, there's no supply too. So, yeah.
Both the Liberals and Labor say they won't form a minority government with the help of the Greens or Independents.
The Liberal Party will not govern in minority.
What I've made very clear is that we won't govern in minority.
Some voters aren't impressed with that position.
Really ill-advised strategy to be focusing so much on this minority government, because I feel like it's treating us like idiots. I think we know that having a government where you've got a couple of independents to keep the checks and balances, I think we know that that is a good thing, and I think history shows that it's been a good thing. And yet that all of this advertising that's just been absolutely blasting this whole kind of like minority government would be the worst thing for the state, etc., etc., I just don't believe that, and I think that it treats us as fools. I think the Tasmanian public are a little bit, you know, more savvy than that and should be treated like they know what the issues are.
Worldwide, it's been shown that minority governments normally end up with much better government. And it's treating the electorate with contempt, saying, we're not going to respect your vote. So they just need to get over it. And if the people of Tasmania elect a range of different views, they should respect it.
Hey! Peter Gutwin cruised into his media conference this morning on an e-scooter. He announced he wants to see more of them parked outside workplaces and schools to help in the move to a low emissions economy. And he made a final appeal to voters.
Our strong plan, a plan that has kept people safe, importantly has rebuilt our economy. Jobs have returned to pre-pandemic levels. And we know that the last time that we had a Labor minority government, that 10,000 jobs were lost. Our economy went into recession, and the busiest people were those stamping the tickets as Tasmanians left the state.
The Tasmanian branch of the Australian Medical Association says the state's health system is at breaking point, with the mental health service in crisis, drug and alcohol services on the verge of collapse, waiting lists blowing out and doctors exhausted. The Labor leader, Rebecca White, says health is the state's number one election issue.
And I think for too many Tasmanians, sadly, their lives' outcomes have declined. Whether it's access to housing, healthcare, employment, we can do so much better. So I'm asking people to think about the future, not just to think about the last year, but to think about what kind of Tasmania they want, because right now too many Tasmanians have been left behind.
The ABC's election analyst Anthony Green believes it's unlikely Labor can get enough seats to govern in its own right, but he's not sure the Liberals can get there either for what would be an unprecedented third term.
And the pattern we've seen in recent decades in Tasmania is when you get a change of government, it doesn't happen at one election, it happens over two. There's an election where a government loses its majority, the Greens get the balance of power, and then there's a full change of government at the next election. So the government went into this election thinking it could get a majority. I think it's been derailed a bit with issues like health, which have really bit down here. So we'll just wait and see what the voters decide.
The ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, Samantha Donovan, our reporter.